All I can say is that what happens next is going to be brutal.
Yikes.
Whew.
Yikes.
I think he was right.
He was.
I think Sir Chris Harrison was correct.
He tends to be.
Allison, you sound a little strange. You're coming in a little odd. What's going on?
I'm quarantined in my home right now because I've had the flu for a week. And I'm on the mend, but I tried to come into work today and I was sent home.
Rightfully so.
And also, there's no way you would have sat in a podcast room with me.
0% chance. We were going to try to do this last night, but since you were going to come in today, we're like, all right, we'll delay the pod one more day. The people can wait. And honestly, the people can't wait anymore. So we have to get this done. So we're calling you in.
So calling me in. So I apologize for any coughing and for my voice that I know is not great, but that's okay. Because we got stuff to talk about.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's start with night one of the two-night most dramatic Bachelor finale.
Monday's episode feels like it happened a month ago.
Yeah, we don't have to go too deep into it because I think we have a lot to talk about from the second night. Mostly about one particular Barb. But let's start with the first night of meeting the parents. Great movie, by the way.
Okay.
So it starts off with Hannah Ann meeting Peter's family, and it goes fantastically for Hannah Ann, correct?
Oh, yeah. The parents loved her. Like, she got along great with them. It was a really great...
She's an angel from heaven.
She is an angel from heaven, which who would have thought we'd go from the beginning with Hannah Ann thinking what we thought about her? I was like, what she would end up to now where she's the angel from heaven.
I was always in Hannah Ann's camp, I believe. I was always cool with her. And I think the final two nights, like, I felt validated in that.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Big Hannah Ann fan. Big Hannah Ann fan over here. So, yeah, that went great. Everything went well. Peter's family loves her. Fast forward to Madison meeting the parents. Which,
yikes.
It wasn't her meeting the parents. Like, she had already met them on her one-on-one date with Peter.
Which they seemed to omit from, like, their memory.
And they loved her at that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're acting like that never happened. They loved her at that. And now, man, it could not have gone worse.
Yeah, so it started off with Peter and Madison, you know, speaking for what amounted to, I guess, 3 hours before they walked into the house to meet Peter's family, and they kind of recapped, you know, their issues at hand, and some of the stuff that they've been going through. And
at this point, Madison's really still struggling.
Yeah,
they slept with other people, or
which she has an absolute right to be frustrated about that.
Yeah, so she's still having her time, and I think our pal Peter at this point is just kind of like wishing she would just like get over it.
Yeah,
I don't think he's like. Was really validating her feelings enough. I think he was just like, it's fine though, but like it's fine, like this is fine.
I think through the entire episode, and it started here, is where she did a great job standing up for herself the entire time.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I think both of these women like were poised, and they faced different types of situations, and both handled it enormously well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And they both showed a lot of maturity, too. I think maturity has been a lot of, like, a thing that's been kind of a buzzword of this season of a lot of the contestants and the women maybe not necessarily showing that, and even Peter not always showing that. So
yeah,
I think that they both showed a lot of maturity in this episode in this week, for sure.
Yeah, Peter the whole time just has, like, a tone-deaf awareness as to what these women are really feeling. And I got that a lot with Madison because – Madison said something to the effect of like, oh, the issue. And he goes, and the issue is like ? Like,
right.
You idiot. You got to know what it is. So that was the beginning of the pretty ridiculous turn of events for Madison.
Yeah, I know. And it was really sad, honestly, because I felt bad for her because you could tell right off the bat when she was talking with Barb at their house that Barb was not into it and that she was not going to be a Madison fan. And we loved Madison this whole time.
Yeah.
So that, you know, she was kind of worried about their compatibility and their different phases of life. She said something about like, Peter really likes to like party and go out. And then his brother Jack was like, Peter, like, are you gonna be okay not having sex for a while? Like, I know you really like it. It was so weird.
I've never seen a family talk this openly about sex before. And like, I think it's good for people to be sex positive, but my God, this is your son. Like, get out of his bedroom, you know? I know it's your bedroom because you own the house that he lives in, but
it was too much. It was too much. I'm like, I don't feel like we all need to be talking about this together.
Yeah, it was just basically like, yeah, Peter, you like to club and fuck. Are you going to be okay with this new lifestyle of not clubbing and not fucking?
Right. It was weird. It was so weird. And it was like, it was very clear how much he liked Madison. And to me, it was so clear how much more he liked Madison than Hannah Ann. And now he was really hoping his family would have thought the same at that time.
Yeah. By the end of her visit with the parents in the ITM where she was talking to the camera, it just seemed like she had found clarity. I think at that moment, she's like, oh, I need to get out of this situation.
Yeah, 100%. I think she was like, this is not for me.
Well, even, I mean, yeah, and Barb, like, was saying to Peter, she's not here for you.
Yeah, yeah. Barb was saying a lot of stuff.
Oh, man. Do your best. Bring her home.
I can't do it.
No, I feel like it's going to be better that you're sick.
Okay. Bring her home to us.
That wasn't bad.
Bring her home.
Okay. Bring her home. Best I could do.
A lot of breathiness there. That was nice. A nice touch.
Yeah, you got to add some. It starts in the diaphragm, really. Oh, okay. So, you know, that's just how it works.
This is the next thing is both girls are gone. Peter's like, Mom, Dad, what do you think? And they're like, oh, it's Hannah Ann. She's an angel. Madison's not here for you. Like, Hannah Ann, like, that's what love stories are made of. Like, you bring her home to us. And he was, like, getting pissed.
Yeah, well, the bring her home thing, it was such theatrics from Barb. And Peter immediately was like, Mom, you can't do this. And, like, she totally turned it off. Like, she was so fake crying. It was unbelievable. But
Peter was pissed at his mom. He was like, stop doing this. All of you, like, please stop. Like, this is my decision. Like, stop trying to convince me.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is Peter has responded, like, so well to crying and drama all year. Not like what?
I don't know. Maybe his mom does this all the time, and that's what he's used to.
So I will say that I completely understand now why Peter is the way he is, because he's so manipulated in like romantic endeavors by mostly his mom, but like his family's too involved. And I think that just,
Well, I think still living with them has a big thing to do with that. Like the fact that he still lives at home, like they're around all the time. Like they're very involved in his life, clearly.
Yeah. And I don't know, like Peter is trying to explain to his parents, like, I can see past, you know, the issues that Madison and I face. And he's just so myopic in the way that he views this entire process, this entire journey, if you will.
Entire journey. Yeah. Yeah. God, it was kind of painful because it was like the light in Peter's eyes went out when he realized how much his parents did not want him to pick Madison.
Yeah. I think back in her day, Barb would have been a fantastic contestant on The Bachelor.
Oh, she would have been the villain.
Oh, but
she is the villain now.
Well, yeah, she still is, and she would make a great run on Paradise, no doubt.
Maybe she should go to Paradise just to like give advice to all the couples that form.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. We'll talk more about her later. I don't know if I want any more Barb content.
I don't really want any more screen time of her though. She was too much for me. So anyway, all this happens, bring her home to us, his mom, you know, the famous thing that we've been seeing all season. And honestly, I did not think for one second it was going to be about Hannah Ann.
I
thought it was about Madison, maybe about Hannah B, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be about Hannah Ann if you asked me even 2 weeks ago. But during the episode when it happened, I was like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, as the episode went on, it became more clear. But they've been showing that preview since day one, and that is not at all what I expected.
Yeah.
Well, after the parents, that whole conversation with Peter, Madison breaks up with Peter.
Well, yeah, they go to the Uluru Rock, or however you pronounce it, And like I think Peter was reading straight off a Wikipedia page when he was reciting all these facts to her, because he had never been informative about anything else this entire season. And yeah, they have a little picnic in the fly-infested outback,
Ew.
and it was, you could hear Peter's heart beating. This wasn't when like he was hugging up against Madison.
They really have come in with the heartbeat sounds this season.
So I tried to clock his beats per minute, like you know when you put your hand on your finger on your pulse. I want you to guess what his beats per minute was, and like the average human is about 80, I would say.
100.
140.
That's like dangerous level, isn't it?
No, that's like a jaunt on a treadmill.
140?
Yeah, like dangerous is like 250 or 230.
140 is not normal for when you're just standing.
130, yeah, 130 is like active for sure. But yeah, it's yeah.
God dang.
I think the flies being around for that conversation too was very just metaphorical of the way that the relationship was heading. It was a dying carcass.
Yep, 100%. And it was kind of weird to me, like, I don't know, like all of a sudden I'm realizing, oh, Madison's breaking up with Peter. But I don't
Yeah.
think Peter is realizing that Madison's breaking up with Peter.
He doesn't understand the gravity of these situations.
He seemed to have a hard time grasping the whole thing until it was like the end. Because it was weird.
I don't know what it is. He's very much like a golden retriever in the fact that like he only lives in the moment, and when that moment's gone, he kind of forgets about it until that thing is in front of him again.
On Women Tell All, he even said that. He said, like, when he was with one of the women, like, that was all he cared about. But, like, soon as he was with another woman, that's what he cared about. Like, he kind of said that himself.
Yeah. But yeah, it doesn't go well for Peter in this situation. Madison tells him, you know, I don't know that we're best for each other, and I think she nailed it right there.
Yeah, I think Madison was 100% right. So, Peter is just distraught. He doesn't know what to do, and he's
It's
like
clear
this.
that he's so in love with her.
Oh, absolutely. So I honestly don't understand why. What should have happened is he should have gone to Hannah Ann. He should have been like, look, I'm in love with Madison. That's where my heart is. I have to let you go. Then he should have gone after Madison immediately, and then they could have talked and they could have like done something, kind of like a Cassie Colton situation.
Yeah.
But no, instead, goes on his date with Hannah Ann like nothing happened, doesn't say anything to her, doesn't mention it at all.
You can tell the soul has sucked from his eyes, though.
Oh yeah, and she even made some comment like, I know it's like me and Madison left, and he didn't even like say anything, you
Yeah,
know?
and she could tell something was off with him. But yeah, like they went to a kangaroo sanctuary, which,
That's
oh my
crazy.
God, that kangaroo was
How
the cutest thing
cute.
I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was so cute. That was like the only, that was like the best part of the whole episode.
Yeah, and then so this is when Madison already left, but he kept caveating to Hannah Ann. He's like, I've got this dilemma, you know, my heart's being tugged in the pool two places.
Which is
And
not what you want to hear the night before you potentially get engaged. Like, that's not what you want someone to tell you.
no, it's not something you expect someone to say after they've been broken up with someone else. Like, move on.
Yeah, so she's having a hard time with that.
As she should.
So, yeah, that's it for night one.
Yeah. And then Chris gave us the cliffhanger, like, we haven't seen the last of Madison. And so that
Yeah,
leads us
we'll
into night
probably
two.
won't. And he kept saying that whole thing about like Peter doesn't even know how the season's gonna end, which was
Yeah.
dumb.
I mean, I guess he wasn't wrong with that.
He knew exactly how it was gonna end.
Maybe. So anyways, the next night starts with Hannah Ann, or with Peter being like, oh, I've chosen Hannah Ann. Like, she's the one my heart tells me to go with, and it's going to be her and me forever. And like, his heart didn't tell him that. Madison broke up with him. She was the only person left.
It was so fake. Like, it showed him picking out the ring all giddy, and it was like, Peter, you don't even want to do this. You don't even really like her that much. You're doing it because she's the default.
And he so believes in like the mechanisms of the show that it's like, oh, she's the only one left, therefore I must marry her, and therefore she is like the one that I love.
Yeah.
which is sort of idiotic.
Well, the fact that he turned it on so quickly, I'm like, oh my God, it's been her the whole time. Like, it's her. When we're all like, no, it's not. We've been watching the show.
Yeah. Well, and there was the whole suspense buildup that, like, Chris is like, Hannah Ann might not show up. Because she was getting some weird vibes from Peter, and she's like, I don't know if this is going to happen.
And then he's like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out. I can't believe this. Like, I have to lie down. Like, this is too much. And then he's lying down, and Chris Harrison's like, okay, she's coming.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, thank God. Whatever. Gets engaged. No one is more surprised by this engagement than Hannah Ann herself.
She's like, wait, you chose me?
She's like, really? Like, she was genuinely shocked because it was so clear to everyone, even Hannah, that he wanted Madison.
Yeah. And even in his proposal, like, first he mentioned Madison, and for a second I thought he accidentally called Madison. I thought that's what happened. But he went on to say that Madison left last night. And I don't think that she was able to process it in that time. And so, you know, she didn't really understand, like, oh, wait, I'm the default. And so she's like, oh, my God, yes. And she was so excited. And she got the Neil Lane diamond and all that kind of stuff. And it lasted about a month.
Yep. Yep, yep. So lasted a month. I felt really bad for Hannah Ann because they didn't even see each other for the whole month that they were engaged.
Which, why is that the case? Is, I guess, because they live in different places? Like, are they allowed to have communication? I don't...
Usually there's, like, a secret meetup because they can't be seen in public because people don't know how it ended. But yeah. Usually meetups, like, they wear wigs and they do, like, they send them to, like, secluded whatever places to hang out. And for some reason, they didn't. And it shows, all we really saw of the whole thing was Hannah Ann showing up to Peter.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I miss you. I miss you. So I'm like really just struggling. And Hannah Ann's kind of like, look, I've given you all of the love that I can this whole time. Like, can you give it back to me or what? And he's basically like, no.
Yeah. She wants that 50-50 love. There's a Teddy Pendergrass song that's like called 50-50 love. And it's about exactly what she was talking about.
Good. And she's like, oh, we're supposed to be like equals or a partnership. Like, this is supposed to be both ways. Like, I'm the only one giving anything. And he's basically said, like, I can't give it back to you because I'm still struggling.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know. And I think Madison or Hannah Ann was kind of like, no. Like, you're clearly in love with Madison. I'm done. Here's your ring. Bye-bye.
And she, like, told him off great. She's like, you know, you're not being man enough to follow through with your words. You've betrayed my trust. Like, we're done, and I mean that. And I was like, damn, girl.
I was honestly happy that she stood up for herself because the way Peter handled the whole thing was really shitty.
Yeah. Well, you know who else liked how she stood up for herself was Barb.
Who clapped.
She was
while clapped. She was roasting her own son.
Man, what? We're so close to getting to her. Just hang in tight. I got a lot to say about Barb, I think. I don't know, maybe I've already said some of it. But so, yeah, so then Hannah Ann comes out, and they are interviewed, Peter and Hannah Ann, by Chris.
Final rose. So now the episode has been done. Now we're on after the final rose. Hannah Ann comes out, yes, and she looked great. She had a great breakup look going.
Yeah.
She did not have any nice things to really say about Peter.
And
like, if you want to be loved by a real woman, you have to be a real man. And the fact that I was not the only woman involved in our engagement, the fact that you were in love with Madison, you told me you wanted closure from Hannah Brown.
Yeah.
Which that was ridiculous. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, name dropping both of those. I mean, she's 100% right. And the fact that she's like, you didn't tell me for 2 full days that Madison was gone. Like, yeah. That's really shitty on his part. And like, she had every right in the world to call him out on those things. Because, like, this is something he needs to learn to get better in his next relationship.
And I'm still trying to understand what he needed closure from Hannah Brown about.
I thought that happened already.
What closure did he need?
I think deep down, I don't think it's over between those two.
I'm just confused. Like, so the engagement happened in, like, November, okay? And it was, like, January when he reached out to, when he said he wanted to reach out to Hannah Brown. Because I was listening to her interview on some show this morning, and she was saying that. And I'm like, what? So 2 months after their engagement.
Wow.
And she said, like, she didn't know, like, the girls didn't know about Peter and Hannah's, like, weird almost make out, sit down, him ask her to join the show thing until it aired. So she had no idea. And she said, as soon as she found out he was wanting to reach out to her is when, like, the episode aired.
Interesting.
And she was like, what?
Huh. Well, that's some good, that's some good knowledge you're dropping there.
The whole thing is just, it's just very weird. And so, yeah, not a lot of the love lost there. She was like, she was not having it. And yeah, Barb was cheering on Hannah Ann the whole entire time. And they had a really awkward hug, Hannah Ann and Peter.
Yeah, there's a lot of animosity, I think, towards Peter, which, again, rightfully so.
I will say that he handled it well.
Yeah, it was.
He didn't defend himself. He didn't try to tell her she's wrong, and he didn't try to, like, make excuses. He just kind of took it.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably the best way he could have handled that situation. He could have maybe grown a little bit, a little more apologizing probably would have been.
Nice. Yeah, he didn't apologize from a place of, like, he's more of like, oh, I messed up, my bad. It wasn't more of like a sincere apology, if that makes sense.
And like, well, I think one of the most powerful things that's happened, and this happened with Becca and Ari too, when he proposed to her and then changed his mind, was like, you took away someone's first engagement. That's a big deal.
Yeah, like, and she said that, yeah.
Yeah, like she, like he took away her first engagement from her because his feelings weren't really in it. And now if she ever gets engaged again, she'll have to be like, oh yeah, well I was engaged before. Like she, you know, like, that won't get to ever be her first experience with that, which is not fair.
Yeah. So once those two break up and this, we're now we're going back to some more like actual film content, is Chris Harrison heads down to Auburn to say to Madison, hey, Peter's still single. Gives her the lowdown on what happened and was basically like, hey, you know, this is your chance. And I think in his dreams, he wants to be with you.
And she's like, okay, then we're going to LA. Let's go.
Yeah. And Peter apparently did not know about this.
So he's just standing at his pool, his parents' pool, just looking off into the distance when Madison shows up and he's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Madison is here.
And I don't think they get, like, super productive. I don't really know. I still don't know where they stand. Like, they clearly have feelings for each other. They still know that there's differences in lifestyle. And that was the last time they saw each other before, after the final rose. They had not seen each other since. That's not to say they haven't been communicating.
Right.
But
people said they had talked.
Yeah, but, like, it just seems like it ended between those two with some uncertainty that they're just going to take things one step at a time. I don't think it's going to work out.
It's definitely not going to work out. No chance is it going to work out.
And the big reason it's not going to work out is because of Peter's mom.
Well, and also in addition to that, like every season, whoever like the end, whatever, whoever ends up together at the end always is on the cover of People magazine, always is doing interviews and everything. I haven't seen anything about Peter and Madison.
Yeah. I don't know if that's interesting either. Well, and it just happened though. Like it literally, those two like just had like a, oh, maybe we'll do something on Tuesday.
Yeah. Usually they shoot like People magazine and they arrange these interviews like way earlier.
Yeah.
So maybe not, but it's still weird. Like he didn't do a very big round of press following the finale.
Yeah. If I were Madison, I would A, not want to go with Peter because his mom's a psychopath.
Yeah, I'd run for the hills.
That was so inappropriate, the way that she spoke to her.
Let's go into it. Barb was so disrespectful.
Barb sucks. Barb sucks. I hate to disparage someone's mom, but Barb sucks.
Oh, my God. I mean, she's rolling her eyes. She's just the way, the look she's giving. And she is saying, like, Madison kept us waiting for 3 hours. Madison's not that great of Madison doesn't belong with Peter, and this is not going to work out. Like, she was awful.
Yeah, she's like, everyone knows it's not going to pan out. So at one point Peter's dad was asked by Chris, like, hey, what do you think about this? And Pete Sr. was trying to lie low a little bit, and she speaks his Spanish to him and was like, hey, say something bad too, help me out here.
Yeah, that was so bad, which she said in Spanish hoping no one would be able to tell, and everyone could tell. And then the dad, I think he like didn't know what to do, because I think that he doesn't seem like Madison either, but he doesn't obviously have the strength in that opinion that Barb does.
Yeah.
I think he felt a little cornered. But if I was Peter on stage, I would have been livid.
Yeah. Well,
I'm telling you guys, I love her. And they're basically like, we don't care.
that's the other thing too, if I were Madison, is that Peter did not effectively stand up for her one bit.
At all. That's the thing. Like, that was what's bothering me is like Peter like kept his hand on her, but he didn't at one point say like, Mom, Dad, like, I don't want to hear this from you. This is my decision.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, then like I'm sorry for you and I'm sorry that you're not going to be part of my life then. Like, I literally can't imagine. If
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Madison, I would be like, first of all, screw you because your mom sucks. Second of all, screw you for not literally saying one thing in my defense. Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
The whole thing was absolutely nuts. And Twitter and social media ripped Barb apart.
And like again, I don't want to speak ill of someone's mother, big mom guy, but
Absolutely. But the way she acted was so inappropriate and so just disrespectful. And I think Madison held her ground really well and could have gotten nasty and didn't.
it would be one thing if like Madison were a bad person,
Right. But she's
but
nice.
yeah, like she's such a good like human. Like,
And
yes,
also,
lifestyle might be different, but like that's not a reason to dislike someone to that
like
extent.
the worst your son can do. Is Madison really the worst?
Yeah.
You think
Then he's
he's
doing
gonna
pretty
care?
damn well.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That is pretty good if that's the worst. And I mean, also, when they showed earlier in the episode, when it showed like Peter's mom's reaction to when he told them, like, oh, me and Hannah Ann are engaged, and they're all holding hands as a family, and his mom just starts sobbing. She's so happy. Like, that
Yeah.
must be really hard for Madison to watch.
Yeah.
Back being like, wow, she's so happy it's not me. She's literally sobbing.
That family's just too invested. It's weird. It's weird. If I were to encounter a situation like that, I'd feel very uncomfortable.
Oh, absolutely. The whole thing was just bizarre. And I think even Chris Harrison, I saw him was making comments like he was surprised and like saddened by Peter's mom's reaction.
Yeah, it was inappropriate.
I'm wondering, like, Peter hasn't said anything, Madison hasn't said anything, like,
Yeah, I checked on Instagram this morning, actually. I was like, I wonder if anyone's saying stuff. And the only person who's like said anything, there's two people who have said stuff. And one, obviously Hannah Ann, is just like, you're worth like everything, talking just like inspirationally to whoever's listening.
yeah, I saw that.
And then what I thought was interesting is that Hannah Brown posted something in like a sunlit room and said something in the line of something effective like no time for shade or something, which
Oh
I
yeah.
think was a which was like a little cut at Barb there.
Well, she also tweeted, "Hannah is a great name and Roll Tide."
That's
That's
good
good enough.
enough.
Like, perfect. Yeah, and I just think that, like, I don't know, the whole thing. If I was Madison, it's not even worth it at this point. But I feel bad for her because I don't think she deserved any of the brunt of what she ended up getting.
Let's talk about a better mom, though.
Okay,
Let's
let's.
talk about your mom.
My mom, Lisa,
She
for
hit us
mom.
up with a mom update.
She sure did. So let's see. She says, all right, mom update. I was so impressed with Hannah Ann for standing up to Peter and for Madison for having her composure with Barb. Barb was just a parent trying to live through her son's romantic life, and her husband should have stood up to her as well.
Agree. Again, she nailed it.
Agreed all around. I can't with any of that. And Madison held her composure. Like we said, Hannah Ann was really well spoken, which I think like didn't surprise me. I was like, oh, maybe I was pleasantly surprised with how well spoken she was.
Yeah.
It presented herself very nicely. They both did.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, the whole thing is I'm glad the season is over because the season was like kind of a hot mess. And
It was entertaining, but also annoying. Like it's so hard to calculate the enjoyment of this season because like yes, there was definitely stuff to talk about each week, and I don't know. Like some episodes were such a drag. But
I
some
know.
were like, oh, this is some juicy tent.
And I feel like it went actually really quickly.
Yeah.
But I'm ready for a fresh season. I'm excited for Claire.
Yeah, let's cap our finishing thoughts on the season coming after the break, and we'll talk a little bit about, what's happening in the future. Sound good? Okay, so on a scale from 1 to 10, rate the season.
Five.
Five.
Yeah.
Rate the finale.
In terms of did I like it or in terms of entertainment?
Entertainment. Of course, entertainment. Come on.
Like a nine.
Yeah, I think I would give the same grade at maybe just a six for the season. I think there were some high points. Champagne Gate for one. But there was just too much kind of petty drama
Yeah.
that I wasn't there for. But I think a lot of that's going to change with The Bachelorette this year.
I hope so. I'm excited. So Claire Crawley, as has been announced and we talked about last week, is the Bachelorette. And they've announced all of her guys now.
What an age range of these guys.
Are young. There's some in their early 20s.
There's
And
a
I'm like, you
23-year-old, I think is the youngest.
which is interesting. And then the oldest is 43. So the oldest contestant could be the youngest contestant's father. That is how much we're going with an age range.
Yeah.
23, 43.
I mean, technically, he could be our dad if he had like a high school baby. It
Yeah.
happens.
It does happen. So it's quite the age range. I'm kind of intrigued to see how that's going to play out. But I am excited about about having a bachelorette that's a little bit older, has been around the show a few times, knows what it's all about, is comfortable,
Yeah.
is a strong woman, stands up for herself. I'm excited to see it. I think that it's going to be weird with with everything going on in the world with coronavirus right now. They most likely won't be traveling out of the country. They might not even be traveling in the country because filming starts next week.
Yeah, I think that's a distinct possibility. And then, like, if one person in that mansion gets it, the whole thing shut down.
Oh yeah, 100%. I almost wondered if they would postpone the season, like postpone filming and everything until a little bit more of this whole thing was figured out. Because, I mean, even within the country, like it's being banned to have large gatherings in so many places, that's gonna rule out a lot of the date experiences. That is how The Bachelor usually goes. Like all of the little concerts are gonna be not a thing.
Yeah. It'll be more intimate.
Yeah, any sort of setting, any sort of like athletic thing where there's spectators to come watch them, like none of that's going to be able to happen.
Yeah. It's
Like,
a
how are they going to do this?
very uncertain time. Like for us, like we now have to work from home for the next month.
For the next month, yeah.
So I don't know what's gonna happen. I could easily see production just waiting because these people have to fly in,
That's what
like.
I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm wondering. Like, people are going to be flying in from all over the country. Lord
Yeah.
only knows who they're exposed to.
So I guess they do, like, for the show, they do STD testing. They have to add the corona test to it, too.
Well, I mean, this is definitely too going to mess up paradise.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
people are able to fly to Mexico.
Man. This
Bachelor Summer Games, to have people from all over the world, they're not going to do that.
Yeah, this. I There might be no new TV to watch
Know what's going
for
on,
me.
guys.
Like, I won't be able to watch basketball.
Oh.
Bachelors might not happen.
Evan's also having a really hard time, everyone, because Fast and Furious movie has been delayed
An entire
for a
year.
year. And Evan's having a really hard time with that today, so please keep him in your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know how to handle it. Obviously, I'm healthy right now, so I'm thankful for that. Unlike some people who try to come in to work sick today.
So I am thankful to be on the mend. But yeah, so we'll see. Everything's on a big question mark right now. We don't really know what's going on, but we'll be trying to do at least a couple episodes here and there and check in and
Yeah, I mean our podcast studio is going to be closed for a month, so we'll see what happens.
we'll see how it goes. But yeah, keep talking to us and send us messages and everyone make sure you stay safe. Be healthy, follow all the precautions in your city or state. And yeah, what else you got, Evan?
We talked about doing roses, and with the global pandemic going on, it might not be best to hand them out.
Yeah,
You don't
that's a
want to,
good
you know,
point.
share germs. So just for the people that we're going to give roses to today, sorry, not going to happen.
No roses. I think honestly, my feelings about the whole episode and Barb and the whole thing kind of canceled out any roses. No one
They
deserves
were thorns. They were all, it was all thorns.
all
To
thorns.
quote Poison, every rose has its thorn.
And this one had a lot of thorns.
Yeah.
So, is there
Another
anything
thing.
I'd like to talk about really quick?
Well, so one thing that is getting canceled, it seems, is the Bachelor Live on Stage show.
And Evan, why is that something we want to talk about on the show?
I was in the running to be the Columbus Bachelor on stage. I made it to like phase two, which is like the either final or penultimate phase of casting. They pick someone else instead. Their mistake. This whole thing's getting shut down now. So
Yeah, everything's being
I'd like to
canceled.
think the two are related.
Well, Evan, can I ask you a couple of questions about it?
Let me check my NDA. Yeah, you can. I actually didn't read it, so maybe I'm not supposed to say this stuff, but we'll find out.
I was pretty heavily involved as Evan's agent,
Yeah.
throughout the process.
And let's be forthright here. Like, I wanted to do this for the right reasons. Like,
You did.
I did not. I even told you, like, if they say that I cannot speak anything about this on the pod, like, I will not do the podcast. I am here to find love.
You did. And so, and you almost got there. So
Almost did.
basically, you applied on a Monday, correct? And then by that Thursday, you had heard. You had received a text message from someone in casting saying they're interested. Is that right?
Yeah, and so she asked for just a quick 10 to 15 minute FaceTime interview over the weekend, which we did. Asked, you know, sort of the basic questions like, what do you do? What are you interested in? Give me some fun facts about yourself. Why are you doing this show? Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the basic stuff. But at the very end, she was like, all right, this is great. We're moving on to phase two.
Yeah,
And
so then phase two, what do we have to do for phase two, Evan?
phase two, you had to answer some more questions in an application. So things like, what's your most embarrassing moment? What's something you're most proud of? What do you look for in a potential partner? Do you have a type? Those types of questions. So a little bit deeper into, you know, what you do and what your experiences have been in life.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how well did I prepare you for what most of the questions were going to be in our practice rounds?
For the interview questions, I would say a 10. For the application questions, I mean, I think, yeah, those were easier to answer because they were written and less on the spot.
True.
To be completely honest, like, I think I fucking nailed the
Oh,
written
100%.
application.
Yeah, your answers were great. Your answers were really solid. And I also got to take a fun video. Evan had to submit a video as well.
Yeah, like a minute long, just like your name, your occupation, your age, the city you're applying for, and just some fun facts, fun little nuggets about yourself.
We did it in one take.
One
Did
take Delaney, that's what they call me.
not laugh. It didn't take half an hour of Evan laughing and goofing around to get it
No,
right.
that doesn't sound like me though.
No, not at all.
When it comes to my future wife, I take this shit very seriously.
So Evan may not have been chosen, and although now it barely matters since it is most likely being canceled, it's
Yeah.
pretty exciting. It was pretty exciting to even get as far as you did. That was pretty cool.
We were low key freaking out.
We were like hyped. Every day we're like, where's the email? What's going on? And they're announcing them, and a lot of the ones ended up being like ex-Bachelor Nation members.
Yeah.
Caitlin,
Dustin is gonna be Chicago's.
yeah.
So like these are big time heavy hitters. And you know, some orthopedic surgeon got picked, which like that's not a very interesting job. Like you just work on bones all day, big deal. So do I. Drink Coronas, Corona bones. Come on.
Stop. But everyone will appreciate that. We, as we all know, Evan's such a big Dave Matthews Band fan.
Oh God.
The guy who was chosen, one of his fun facts was that he's been to 99 Dave Matthews Band concerts, which is to me hilariously ironic.
Which, like, to be honest, I can't dislike the guy because if he's a Dave fan, he's a good dude. So,
Yeah.
whatever lucky lady was gonna have a date with him, I unlucky now because I'm sure it's gonna get canceled.
Yeah, probably getting canceled, but can't even be mad. DMB
Yeah.
brothers.
Yeah, so we have decided that we are gonna do a Bachelor Live in our podcast studio podcast series where, you know, if you just we'll get 10 or so single ladies in here. You're gonna host it. We're gonna find me a spouse. Not necessarily a spouse, but just a date.
Just a date. Let's start smaller.
So yeah, if you're interested, just fill out an application, send it to Allison.
Yes, please send me all applications for those who want to date Evan, and I'll be sure to go through them, and we'll start our dating show back when we're done being quarantined. And
Yeah. What's funny is the day that we're supposed to come back to the office is the day I'm supposed to leave for Australia, and we'll see if that happens.
see if that happens at this point. I'm a little nervous. I don't really know if you should go at this point.
Yeah, because our boy Tom Hanks, your boy especially.
Oh my God, I love Tom Hanks so much. He has coronavirus.
You know what you should do now that we're going to be home for a month is watch Forrest Gump
Oh God, I
and
miss it.
Captain Phillips.
And all the Fast and Furious movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Ah.
I'm sorry, that's still a sore subject. I shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, no, it hurts. I think it's time to pack it up. My
You know,
heart
it's
hurts
not
too
a
much.
sore subject.
Our social media feeds.
Social media handles. Yes. So if you want to follow us or message us or date Evan or whatever, any of the above, shoot us a message or follow us at BatchPleasePod on Twitter and Instagram. Or you can send us an email, batchpleasepod@gmail.com.
Yeah, so if you've been waiting to ask us a question, we could be in the end times right now. So you know what? Just say something. Say whatever. This is your last chance, potentially. Who knows?
Evan's just gonna incite panic and freak out over there.
Hey, if it gets people to talk to us, I'm happy to do it for the right
Well,
reasons.
that is all. That is all I got from here in my quarantined house. I'm gonna go take some more cough medicine and cough in peace. And everyone, thank you for joining us on this whole season of The
Journey.
Bachelor, this whole journey of The Bachelor, following along with Peter's journey and ours. And we will certainly have more episodes and more content for you soon. So make sure you follow us on the social media.
Yeah. All right. Get well soon.
And thank you, Evan. And everyone, be safe.
All right. Bye.
Bye.